Ya.
Ladiel.
Hey, hey, welcome to the first episode of the Cancel the Podcast. I'm your host, Sam, and I'm joined by
Rocky.
And I'm Zach. Wait, why did I say Zach? I said John. Oh my god. My name is John. Yes, my name is John.
Anyway, so for today, we're going to be exploring the true deep depths of anime.
Today, we're going to cover...
Okay, continue.
We're going to cover a lot of degenerate anime.
Yeah, degenerate content, you know.
We're going to do...
And racist animes? Racist animes?
No. We are going to cover...
Racist? Are they racist
stuff? It's degenerate. So we're gonna be covering some isekais, some high school DxD.
Shonen.
And we're gonna talk about some shonen.
Shonen isn't degenerate,
they don't look like creeps the whole time.
Ugly
we
bastards.
Yeah, like creeps. So viewer discretion, yeah.
discretion.
Yes. If you do not like fan service, please click off this podcast. Do not listen to this.
Do not listen to this episode.
This is not family friendly
at all.
Oh yeah, and by the way, we are missing one of our members today.
We are missing our good friend. His name is Crispy. He is on a break.
Yeah, he's been on a break. He's been dealing with some things lately.
Don't worry, he will be here in the next episode. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
He is missing out on one of the better episodes. But it's fine. We will still continue. The show must go on.
Yes, the show must go on.
You can't really say better because this is like our first...
Wait, should we give them some description about our group, you know? Yeah.
Okay, yes. Okay, so the Cancelled Podcast is basically just a Singaporean version of the Trash Taste. We'll cover everything from movies to anime to comedy. And the most random things you can possibly think of.
It's basically anime. It's basically Singaporean trash taste with Viagra. Yeah.
We are just basically four teenagers talking about shit. Yeah.
Yes. It's good.
Yeah.
Very entertaining.
But sadly now it's only three teenagers. But
yes. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
So I think we should start with some degenerate stuff. Let's talk about DxD.
Yeah, high school DxD. The sweet stuff. Okay. Yeah,
let's talk about the first season.
Top tier waifus.
Okay, the waifus, they are amazing. They are very good.
They're amazing. Rias Grammary.
Asia Argento is the worst ever female character ever.
And they're one of the best lollies I ever seen.
No.
Wait. Isn't it Kuneko?
No. Yeah. Kaneko, she's a nice girl, but she is not a waifu. She is a kid. She's a child. Do not like.
We are about the same age. It's not better.
Please do not like children. Do not be like John.
John, he likes kids. I wouldn't be surprised if he's a registered sex offender.
Okay, but let's talk about the waifus. Okay, the waifus is a strong 9 out of 10, besides Asia.
Yeah.
Akino and Ria's Grammary.
Akino and
carry
Ria's
the whole show.
Carry the show. And some Zenovia action. She's also one of the best in the show.
Can we start off by... Wait. Can we continue to the story? The story of the show?
Okay, let's talk about the story. Okay.
So basically, just a brief summary, yeah?
Okay. The plot is... What even is
there's
the plot?
No plot.
There's no plot.
There's no plot.
It's just...
No
plot. Every season, there's a new story.
There's no plot. It's just... the main character is just a pervert who just wants a harem. And he's like very overpowered. It's like in isekai, but degenerate form.
Yeah. Every degenerate's dream, all made into anime.
If you like DxD, is the best show for you.
Wait, but seriously, can we discuss
one of the best.
Monster Musume. That's also another one.
Yeah, Monster Musume. Oh yeah, I think we should talk about that after this. Yeah, sure. Yeah, anyway. Issei's power is actually really OP. Like, it doesn't really... Yeah.
He is skilled at boundless. Almost boundless. He is stronger than Rimuru. Rimuru Temple. It doesn't make sense, you know. I don't understand light novel characters, you know. It's like, they have such shit plots. But they are very overpowered.
Yeah.
And he's the least experienced also.
Yeah. And now he's even more OP because he's basically a paradox of a character. He can divide someone's powers and he can multiply someone's his own powers as well. So
okay, but okay. The one good thing about High School DxD, I would say, right, is that one, the giant dragon fight. That's one of the better parts of DxD.
Where that was actually not bad.
A giant dragon. That's a good part, a good arc. Because we get to see everyone fight. So that was good.
Oh yeah.
But besides that, the show is shit.
Yeah, and then Azazel comes in, all that.
Azazel. But one part of the show that doesn't really make sense, doesn't make sense at all, is how does God die? God is supposed to be the strongest.
Exactly! I'm pretty sure the writer is a Satanist, you know? I'm pretty sure.
How does the second in command survive and God dies? How does God die?
God can die. Yeah, exactly.
It's very merepek. What even is that, man? That's poor writing. It's just, you know, the only reason why High School DxD makes money is just because of the waifus.
Yes.
He has no character development. We don't understand how he got from, like, he was so shit at the start. He's like, he could barely fight anyone and he became super OP.
He does have power development though in his dragon.
Slight power development.
And actually, no. At first, he just he had limits at the start, but now he can multiply. He can divide.
No. We get to see him he's like from season 1 to like season 4. And you compare them, right? It's such a big difference. Season 1, Issei couldn't even fight anyone. He was so shit. He couldn't even fight Koneko, and then now he claps the whole team. He claps the whole team. Mm-hmm. He's super strong. See, there's no.
Even Satan.
Yeah, even Satan. He even defeat one of the top tier, in like season 3 or season 2. It doesn't make sense. He's like some random ass devil.
Yeah, and the fight against the Phoenix. They won the Phoenix. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, where would you rank? What do you give High School DxD, like, in terms of the score?
In terms of story, six. I would put...
We talk about overall, and then we talk about the individual parts, like, character development, powers and shit.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so overall, Sam.
I'll give it a 7.
I would give it a... Maybe a 5.
I will give it a 3.5 out of 10.
It's poor.
Okay, it looks like you really hate it. Okay.
I only like the waifus. Besides that, there's nothing about it that I like.
I mean...
Yeah. Some of the stories are quite weird. So acceptable.
Okay, so basically, right, the later season, basically everything changed, all the character designs... Slightly then animation. I think the animation studio also changed, so there's a lot of differences. You know,
let's talk about the character.
You got a lot of hate for
it. Let's talk about the character design. Yeah. After season 3, when it changed, when all the character designs changed, it just became trash. The design isn't bad, but it's just compared to the first 3 seasons, it's just not good.
I will agree on it.
Okay, you agree? No, you will agree once you see. Once you see it, then you're like, oh my god, what is that?
So for the viewers not knowing what's going on, so basically, John is watching High School DxD, but he hasn't caught up to the latest season yet. So I guess we are like spoiling for him, but he doesn't really mind since it's High School DxD, obviously.
Yeah. There's no story, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, even if you argue there's a story, it doesn't feel like a story.
No, there is a story, but at the same time, there isn't a story. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, they try to have a story, but in the end, it just fails.
Yeah.
That's like okay. a perfect way to describe his story. High School DxD story.
Okay, character design. Okay, the first few seasons, the original ones were like, okay, not bad.
They were good. But then,
I agree with it. But the latest season, the character designs were trash.
Very bad.
Yeah, like really bad.
Yeah.
Okay, I think next we have is Monster Musume.
But I don't think John has watched Monster Musume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for viewers, right, Monster Musume is where basically aliens or anthropomorphic animals, basically furries, they come from other planets.
Weirdos.
Yeah, basically that. They just come from overseas. They basically come from other planets and they are treated as waifus. And it's also like High School DxD. But it slightly has a plot because they tell us about the backstory of each of the girls, yeah.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah?
I want to smack your mom.
I think you should cut that part out. Yeah.
Oh, how are we surviving? I want an asteroid to come to Earth again. How the dinosaur died?
Yeah. I actually don't think an asteroid really came to Earth and the dinosaur died, you know. I think the Earth is like a cube, you know.
Or like donut shape. You know donut shape?
Donut shape, wait, no, that's the ring of
the moon landing is fake. The moon landing is fake.
I agree.
The moon landing is fake.
Yeah, the moon landing is very fake.
how do people believe it?
I mean, okay, you know what? I'm not gonna lie. It is real, okay? It is real. We have samples of moon rocks. There's something on the moon that we use to measure the distance between Earth and the moon. It's real. How is it fake? It's real.
It's fake.
It's not. Okay, you tell me how is it fake? I will tell you that everything you're about to say is proven wrong already.
It's fake.
How the hell did we go from degenerate anime to conspiracies?
I don't even know.
Okay, here's the thing, right? We really talk about anime the whole time. Just like transition a bit. Just like continue talking about anime the whole time.
Yeah, but an episode must have like a title, and a title.
Yeah, our title will be about anime. That will be the main part. Okay. Okay, for the viewers out there, I won't be bothered to edit this part out. But this is our first episode. Please do not take this very seriously. We are just three teenage boys trying to have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
This is what we do in our video time.
I wouldn't say a lot, but I also wouldn't say a bit. So
I think we are a good representation of how Singaporean teenagers act.
Yeah. No, we are not a good representation.
Okay, let's talk about something.
I think we are one of the exceptional.
Okay, how the heck did anime become like super popular during 2020? Just suddenly out of nowhere.
No. Anime... It didn't start in 2020. It started around 2019. Yeah. End of 2019.
It spiked during quarantine.
Yeah, it spiked during quarantine.
No one really knew what to watch during quarantine. So, yeah, people just decided to like watch Kuroko, Free, you know, all those girls out there.
They just jump on the bandwagon.
Yes. To be honest. This is very true. Okay, I'm just going to read out a few top 10 enemies by like some of those shitty fangirls. Okay.
MHA is one of them.
Okay.
No offense to the fangirls. This is not to be taken seriously. Wait, no. MHA has one of the worst fandom I have ever seen.
Oh, yeah, no, okay, we need to talk about
okay.
that.
We need okay, we talk about that. But let me show you, let me give you a list, okay? Okay. Is okay, these are like the few that will be in top 10 anime list of like those normie fangirls. I'm not saying that all girls have this list. I'm just saying all those basic.
It's a generalization.
Okay. Okay, so we got Attack on Titan. That's mm-hmm. one of the few. Mm-hmm. There's either one, there's either first or second place in their list. Then we got Demon Slayer.
Mm-hmm,
okay. Mm-hmm. My Hero.
Haikyuu.
Haikyuu.
Agree. I agree.
What else? What else?
Kuroko no Basket.
One. Okay. Any other sports anime that has
free
a lot of Kuroko no Basket. A lot of boys inside.
Free.
No. They ruined Chainsaw Man. No, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Tokyo Revengers coming up.
Yes, Revengers is also ruined by this thing. Okay, I don't understand why they have to make characters who are clearly straight be gay. They are not gay exactly. in any way. They don't show any gayness in
exactly.
the
show.
Okay, one example.
Even they when the writer confirmed they are straight.
Yes, yeah. And in the show, it even shows that the main character likes a girl.
Exactly!
There is no evidence that shows that the character is gay in any way. If the character is gay, then I can understand why they would post like those weird videos of them cosplaying as gay characters of the show.
Exactly, man. I can understand them.
But they are pushing this narrative that all of the characters in these shows are gay. They are not gay. They are straight.
Exactly.
And they just ruined the show. They spoiled the show.
People have to accept it.
Let's talk about the My Hero fandom, okay? The My Hero fandom is the worst ever fandom.
Yeah, ever they do a lot of shipping. They do a lot of shipping. They do more shipping than Amazon does, you know?
Okay, this is so frustrating. They ship Deku with Bakugo with Todoroki. These are three characters.
The most straight person.
They are the straightest characters. Okay, I can understand like Todoroki a slight bit, but not Deku and Bakugo. Okay, Deku, they already show that he likes Uraraka. Mm-hmm. And Bakugo, that dude is Black Air Force energy. Okay, yeah, that dude is straight.
All the way.
If he's gay, what? Then, if he's gay, then I'm black.
Yeah, and obviously you're not black, yeah.
Maybe I am.
Yeah, maybe.
I guess you're giving me white force energy.
I don't understand. Like, have you seen them at those the fans at anime conventions? Oh my god, they are the worst. Yeah.
And even in TikTok, what are the worst places for NHA fans?
Yeah, the fans are crazy, you know. Like the
weird
show is
edits,
so
weird shipping, weird cosplaying.
Yeah, then they have videos of characters, of male characters kissing each other even though they are straight.
Yeah, the fan arts, oh my god.
Cosplaying is good and all, but seriously, don't ruin cosplaying.
Yeah, cosplaying is cool, you know. It's like, it's nice to see someone appreciate, you know, anime culture. But when it's ruined, when you push this narrative that characters are gay, then when they are not, it's just dumb.
Yeah, I mean, they are basically
people are pushing it too far.
Yeah, it's too far. It's too much.
Yeah, they're just assuming.
They're spending too much of their time on these things, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, even if it gives them joy, you know, I mean, don't spoil it. Like,
yeah, don't spoil it, you know? It's like, the show is good. My Hero is a very, is actually a dark enemy. That's all right. It's a dark enemy. Deku is one cool man. He's very there's chapters of him. Sam, you've read the chapters, right? Of him turning like what is it called? Like what, anti-hero, something like that?
No, he doesn't turn into an anti-hero. He basically slightly rogue.
Nah, he goes rogue. He becomes a Sasuke in the show.
Yeah. No, not Sasuke. Basically, Sasuke and Naruto fused.
Okay, yeah, okay. That's a good description.
Yeah.
And they're just ruining it. They are ruining it.
I'm pretty sure most of the listeners can agree to this.
Yes.
Oh, what are we seeing so far?
Yeah, but yeah, honestly, I hope our viewers know or have watched Naruto, obviously.
No, I hope that
I wouldn't assume, but I'm just saying, you know.
Listeners, I hope you agree with what we are saying. Because what we are saying is true. Do not push this false narrative that characters are gay when they are not. I am not saying that gay people are wrong. I mean that they are, that we should punish them or things. You just don't keep on forcing their gayness on people. You know, we don't care. You're gay. You're gay. I don't give a shit. Do we push the fact that we are straight? No, we do not. We do not do that. That is dumb. If you're gay,
preach.
You're
gay. Preach.
I don't care if you're gay or not. You don't need to put your pronouns in your bio. No one is gonna follow your stupid pronouns, okay?
Preach.
You want to be called what? Z, Zim? No, no one is gonna follow that. You have to realize. You have to realize this is the real world. You are dumb. You are stupid. You are in denial. You are delusional. You are deluded. You are stupid. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't hate gay people, but they are sometimes really dumb.
I may or may not hate gay people, but okay.
Sam, any input?
I mean, honestly, like, it depends. Some people, they are not really anime fans, but sometimes they get peer pressure and all that. Or maybe not peer pressure. Maybe it's just like a lot of people, like, ask them to watch it. You know, like all those Twitch streamers. Sometimes they watch things because their fans tell them to. Mm-hmm. Maybe like AOT. And the generalization of how new gen anime are like the best of all time. You know how some fans say that like maybe AOT is the best of all time? People are saying AOT. You know, I was scrolling through Twitter. I was just scrolling through Twitter, right? Just yesterday. I think Tim, and then there was this Mr. Beast was commenting on the tweet. And you know Tim, right? He said there is no
I think I know what you're talking about.
As in Tim, you're talking about Tim the Tat Man.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand if you like a show, but if you watch like only a few, do not call something the best ever. This is just wrong. You have to watch more and more shows. The only way to have a say in what is the best ever anime is, I think the benchmark is like a good 100 to 200 anime.
Yes.
Do not, AOT is a good show, but it's nowhere near like top 10 shows ever.
Okay, honestly, I think we should like give our unbiased opinions on AOT.
Okay. For me, AOT.
Okay, Rocky, you start first.
I have watched the whole of AOT. Okay, season 1 and 2. Okay, before I get hit, this is my opinion, and I don't give a shit about your opinion. It's my opinion. If you don't want to listen to it, then you can go away. I don't care. But AOT, the first and second season is so boring. Okay, it's so boring. There's barely anything. Season 2 is shit. It's so boring. It's a good 4 out of 10. But it only gets good, the whole show gets good in season 3 and 4. Let's be honest. And I think Sam can agree with that.
Yeah, I actually agree with that. But I have actually some things to add on. Because first part of season 1, they tried to force a mystery element to it.
Okay,
while
that
the mystery
good.
Element yeah, did sort good. Of work, you know. Season 2 combined with like some mystery. With the mystery element of Titans. And like what Titans were at that time. And then season three is just action pack, and then season 4 is just like, how do I claim it? If you say that season 4 is not the best season of all the 4 seasons, then you truly have not then you truly don't understand season 4 at all.
Yeah, you truly don't understand season 4 at all. You truly don't understand the show at all, because season 4 is when we get to learn about everything. We get to learn how the Titans are formed, who are the Titans, where they come from. There's the whole point of the show. There's what Attack on Titan. We're gonna learn more about the Titans. This is what we're gonna focus on. That's the whole. That's like the main point of the show. So if you don't like, if season 4 is not the best season for you, then you clearly just like action.
I have to say that most people join on a bandwagon, you know.
Especially... I would agree with that instead.
Okay, I think we should talk about Kuroko no Basket and how everyone is saying basketball.
I think we should talk about Naruto. Let's talk about Naruto. Let's move away from the whole AOT and My Hero fandom thing.
Okay.
and talk about something that's actually good.
Okay. Let's start off the characters. Character development or something.
Okay, let's talk about main characters. Let's talk about Naruto.
Let's talk about Naruto.
I think Naruto has one of the...
One of the best people who give speeches out there.
Yeah, I mean, Talk No Jutsu is very OP.
Talk No Jutsu!
Very inspiring also.
Very inspiring, yeah. Kishimoto did very well with the speeches.
Yes.
Especially with the quotes. You know, a quote by Madara being... when a person
inspired many people.
When a person learns to love, he must bear the risk of hatred. Yeah, that's like one of the best ones, you know.
I think Naruto.
Quite relatable. The quotes. Some of the quotes are actually quite relatable.
Yeah, some of the quotes. You know, a lot of the quotes are actually really good. We can clearly see that. Kishimoto put a lot of time into creating those quotes because they're good. You know, okay, let's talk about Naruto as in like as a character. Let's talk about his development.
He has one of the best character development I've seen.
Okay, but, so for viewers who have not watched Naruto, this is sort of an introduction, I'd say.
Okay, we get to see this lonely boy from some village become like the most inspiring character.
He has a dream. He has a dream to become a Hokage.
I think
a Hokage is like a president. Something like that.
No, leader of the village.
Yeah,
no.
Okay, a leader of a village.
Yeah. I wouldn't say his goal is very hard, but I think the whole journey to get to that goal was very memorable.
He has no parents. He was raised by no one. He did everything by himself.
Yeah, he was raised by himself.
He worked himself. The whole village hated him at one point.
Yeah, he had to eat. He had to drink spoiled milk.
Yeah.
And he ate expired ramen. I think the third Hokage. Let's be honest. The third Hokage is probably one of the worst ever Hokage.
Rocky, this is an introduction to all our fans right there. I don't think we should delve more into it.
Spoiler warning. We will be talking about a lot of Naruto. So if you want to watch it, or like planning to watch it, please skip this part of the podcast.
Yeah, I think it will take around 5 minutes to talk about it. Yeah,
we talk about five minutes. Okay. In the big tree, Naruto is...
Hold on, Rocky. For the viewers who don't know what the big tree is, basically the top shonen mangas based on sales. During the 2000s, even until now, One Piece, Naruto, and Bleach. So now we're talking about Naruto, the second topmost selling among those.
To be honest, I'm surprised that Dragon Ball is not there.
Nah, Dragon Ball is like, it paved the way for Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach to become like one of the best selling mangas out there.
Yeah, basically. Like, Dragon Ball is like, Dragon Ball is the father of all these three.
And then Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach are like, it's like Hagoromo and Hamura. That's what they are. Okay. And then they just like, because of them, anime is like super popular.
Yeah, especially Naruto. Like, the amount of Western fans Naruto has, right, is just surprising.
It's crazy, yeah, it's crazy.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Naruto has ended, what, seven years? 7 years
ago? No, it's not 7 years ago. The anime ended in 2017.
2017. It's almost
5 years.
No. For the whole franchise, the whole anime thing, it started in 2003. So, 2002. So
yeah, 2002.
Nearly a 20-year anime, and people are still like, you know, enjoying it, still watching
it.
Yeah,
and the fans are still going strong.
Yeah.
I think
the only reason the fans are growing strong is because of Boruto.
Nah.
I think there's still more viewers of Naruto than Boruto, to be honest. Like,
people are still starting on Naruto even today, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on Netflix actually, the original Naruto. If you want to watch it, go to Netflix.
Or you can just get a Funimation or Crunchyroll account.
Yeah.
Not sponsored, by the way.
Yeah, definitely not sponsored.
Please sponsor us.
Yeah, we are not sponsored.
Please sponsor us. We love you. We love you,
Karen. Yeah, teenagers who earn no income, please. Yes.
We would like to get some passive income.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Please, one nation. We love you.
Yes, we love
you. Please help us. We are poor. We don't even have our own studio.
Three broke teenagers doing a Discord. Sorry, not Discord. I mean podcast. Oh my god.
Okay, but let's go. Let's talk about Naruto now.
Ah.
I think Naruto, in terms of writing, he's probably second best, if not the best.
I would say okay. The writing is okay.
No, but in terms of power development and like how Naruto had some like missing holes in like power development. Okay, let me explain.
I mean, there's some missing parts here and there. You can agree.
Yeah, there are like some missing parts. For example, spoiler warning, by the way. So you know how Kurama, right, is always in there with him. So basically, he already had like he already had a massive boost, like from the start. But it only, around the middle part of OG Naruto, the original one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So basically, Jiraiya helped him like control Kyuubi's seal, you know, Kurama's seal. That make him stronger. That was basically Hex from the start. And then he got Sage Mode in Shippuden. And then it all led up. Especially in the war. In the war, KCM 1 and KCM 2, like the timing between KCM 1 and KCM 2 were like so short. And then suddenly, boom, KCM 2, Sage Mode. And then out of nowhere, Sage of Six Paths, Naruto.
Okay, to be honest, I think the reason why he had to... the thing about Shonen Jump is that the creators don't really get a say of how long the manga will be. So they have to, you know, because you're talking about him like KCM, right? So this is like later parts of Shippuden.
Wait, I think why people hate on Naruto and why they don't want to watch it, I think it's just because of fillers.
Yes, yeah. Why a lot of people don't want to watch because of fillers. You can skip the fillers, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Just skip the fillers. It's like, yes, I understand the filler to...
Some of the fillers are okay. You can watch some of the fillers.
Yeah, like some of the background...
Background
story. Yeah, which are good. So, don't skip all the fillers. Skip most of them.
I want to explain on Naruto a bit. So, basically, Naruto, right? The anime had, like, one of the best fights out of Shonen. Even out of the big three, Naruto has like the best fights. But I think the fillers, especially because Naruto started like
between some fights, right? They would do some flashback or like some like you know.
Wait, doesn't all anime have like a flashback when you fight?
No, like in between the fights, they would talk. I think
mostly Shonen. A lot of Shonen fights are like that.
Yeah, a lot of Shonen fights are like that. Like most Shonen fights are like that. Okay, so
maybe just me. I don't watch a lot.
So basically, the manga, right? The manga, Kishimoto knew how to, like...
His pacing, yes. He knew
pacing issues weren't a problem, but...
In the anime.
In the anime, there was, like, you know, sometimes problem in the pacing.
Yeah, we can see it in the Sasori versus Sakura fight.
Yeah, some fights, like, go to, like, 2-3 episodes, you know.
Hey, guys, I actually think it's more than 5 minutes. I think we should... Let's keep going.
This fight was way too long.
So for the viewers who don't know this fight is actually episode I think the first few episodes of Shippuden.
The first 20 episodes
is basically a fight between an Akatsuki member versus basically an evil team member versus Sakura. Everyone knows who Sakura is. Yeah, the fight could be shortened to 3 or 4 episodes, but it's 20 episodes.
It was way too long.
Yeah, it was honestly way too long.
It's way too long. How long is it? It was about 7-8 episodes, right?
Yeah.
I think they should have shortened it to like 2 episodes max. They could wrap it up quickly. In the manga, it's what, 3 chapters, is it?
Yeah, in the manga, it's around 4 to 6 chapters, about you know, 4 to 5
chapters. Yeah, there's just, you know, you can adapt like 2 chapters in 1 episode easily.
Do people enjoy reading manga more or anime?
I think it depends. I like, if you talk about Jujutsu Kaisen or something like,
no,
something with good animation, they probably like, they enjoy the anime more. But if you talk about something that is like, doesn't have really good manga, I mean, really good like animation, then obviously they will enjoy the manga more.
Yeah, I actually agree on that. So, some anime with serious pacing issues, like maybe Bleach, people might enjoy the manga more. Or maybe with Naruto. So basically, Naruto has like around 500. Wait, how many chapters does Naruto have again?
Yes, what? Yes, 500 episodes, right?
No, not 500 episodes. I think around 500 chapters. I haven't exactly read all of the Naruto manga. I only saw like some fights which were like seriously long, just so I could like compare it between anime and the manga. And there's also the colored versions of the original one. If you want to read it, just get a online copy or something. Anyway, like some fights were shortened, and some of the fights were actually like, it didn't look as good as well. So
yeah,
basically, yeah. Okay, let's not talk about Naruto anymore. Let's talk about the difference between anime versus manga.
Okay,
anime versus manga, right? Some anime are like really worth like, watching over the manga, and some people love to also read manga because like, basically, maybe they love reading or maybe reading
the drawings.
Yeah, drawings. Maybe one of it, the artwork I can think of is maybe Vagabond or maybe One Punch Man. Yeah, One Punch Man has seriously good like artwork. You know?
Yeah.
The first arc was like about humor, and then later when Garo comes in, spoilers by the way. Yeah, when Garo comes in the second arc, the Garo arc, and then later the monster arc, yeah, it gets really good. Like, it's kind of crazy, you know. Like, it's basically your eyes are like, how do I say? Even your eyes will be like glued to that page as you're reading it. If you read it like in physical copy, then obviously it's way better.
Okay. I think if you're an avid manga reader, that means most of your content is just manga. That means you don't really watch a lot of anime. I think you obviously enjoy manga more rather than watching anime. Plus, you get to finish the story faster, so you can move on to another one.
But yeah, if you watch anime, it gives like more feeling, you know, like more.
Yeah, you get to. Yeah, I think it depends on animation. And like, if you look at what's a really crap studio, Studio Deen. Yeah, it's not Studio Deen. So Studio Deen is very bad studio.
Studio Deen, the one who made 7 Deadly Sins, isn't it?
Yeah, like I said, the 7 Deadly Sins, the manga is actually quite good, but the animation is just horrible. It's just trash.
Spoils it.
Yeah, it spoils it. Yeah.
It just spoils it. Especially that part. That part was crucial to like the whole manga story.
A lot of the fight scenes are just rushed.
Spoil the animation. Like the first two seasons, the Return of the Commandments, and like the first one, with like the, I think the Grey Demon. Yeah, it was. The animation was actually decent, like quite good. Then they just had to ruin it. Even season 4 is slightly ruined. You know, Dragon's Judgment, the last season for fans who don't know, 7 Deadly Sins is already over.
I think that like a lot of studios they really mess up a lot of shows. Like you can see in Berserk. Berserk is like
Berserk 2016, the infamous
Berserk,
one.
Yeah, oh. Berserk 2016. Okay, for those who don't know what Berserk is the number one manga on MAL.
ML, yeah. My
Anime List.
It's a website, it's also an app for it. Yeah.
Second in popularity. So Berserk is one of the it's a masterpiece of a manga. It's one of the best mangas ever created. But the animation for the 2016 Berserk is just shit. It's very bad.
Yeah, it does. So basically, I tried watching as an experiment. I tried watching 3 episodes of the 2016 Berserk on Netflix. Oh my god, bro. I had like headaches after that. It was insane. Like, I couldn't continue. Like, even though I wanted to continue, I couldn't. Like, it was just too bad.
Can we talk about some animes that people are sleeping on?
Sleeping on?
Mm-hmm. Sleeping on, yeah, sure. Sleeping on. Sleeping on. Basically, for our viewers, right, sleeping on is like...
okay, let's each give one.
The underrated ones. The ones, like the hidden gems.
I think now, like, Boruto is getting good. I think people should watch Boruto right now.
No. I think... Honestly, Boruto, right, it should be counted separately from its former counterparts because it's sort of a different story. It doesn't focus on jutsu as much. It focuses
on just it's more futuristic.
Power. It's slightly more futuristic. It's like if you fused ninjas and Tron together. Yeah, Tron Legacy.
I think one enemy that is very slept on is Vinland Saga.
Vinland Saga.
Okay, Vinland Saga is a very popular series, but it's not. I don't see a lot of people talking about Vinland Saga.
And especially like, the manga is the artwork of the manga is just amazing. It's incredible.
Yes. Vinland Saga is really good. If in a way, you could say it's non-fiction because it's based on a real period of time.
Yeah, it's actually real. It's actually based on real people.
Real people. It's
Icelandic explorer. Yeah, Thorfinn Karlsefni.
Yeah, so basically the whole show is just about, it revolves around this kid. His name is Thorfinn. And basically, spoiler warning, at the start of the anime or manga, his father just dies in front of him. And he, basically, it's like his goal is just to become, it's just to kill the person who killed his father. It's just, this is a goal.
Yeah, but there are actually more twists to it.
Yeah, there's more twists to it.
Because as you see his character development, he's like very rash, very angry person.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when he's not angry, he's actually quite tactical and also quite smart.
Yes. He doesn't even, he learns all his combat skills like by himself.
He actually learned everything just by like killing people, experiencing everything.
His character development in the show is amazing.
Yeah, and by the way, another spoiler warning for viewers out there. So, Vinland Saga, it's based on Norse beliefs, right? Like Norse, like Nordic beliefs. And they believe that whoever dies on the battlefield goes to Valhalla. Valhalla is like the Nordic version of heaven for like warriors, where like all the warriors gather and like have parties every day. Have a good time, you know.
So by the way, listeners, I'm just agreeing to everything they are saying. I only watched like 4 to 7 animes. I don't even know what they are talking about, but I'm just agreeing to it. Yeah.
I mean, okay, we'll get to
we'll talk about the animes that you have watched. Okay.
Okay, so to come back to Vinland Saga. Yeah, so Vinland Saga is like, how do I say? It sort of gives you
it's a medieval vibe.
Not really medieval, it's Viking. Medieval is like, I think 16th century. Yeah, that's right.
It's a Viking vibe.
Vikings, and then Vikings love war because
the whole show is just really love war. Yeah, it's just a war. If you haven't watched it, please watch it. It's very good. It's like a strong 9 of 10, and in my opinion, it's my favorite anime.
And the characters actually feel very real just because of how their emotions are displayed. How their flaws are being displayed also, yeah.
Yeah, which studio...
Especially Thorfinn's flaws, yeah. Especially in the way that he's not level-headed, like level-minded. Like, he can't...
Like,
yeah, he gets angry too easily, and that affects the way he fights.
We get to see, like, this sense of maturity in Thorfinn.
For the viewers, if you ever want to watch Vinland Saga, just be prepared that it's quite dark. There's slavery in it. There's a lot of gore. There's basically gore and a lot of killings, a lot of gore. A lot of quite messed up stuff actually.
Okay, I think we should move on from now. Let's talk about
John. We should move on. Yeah.
John, what have you watched?
Most of them are harem anyways.
Just go on your mail. What have you watched?
Why have I watched you again?
ML for ML.
Let's look at Konosuba. They got a project coming up.
I haven't watched Konosuba.
Oh, Konosubarashi. Yeah.
I haven't watched Konosuba. I know the characters like Aqua, Darkness, Megumi.
Okay, I've actually watched Konosuba. So I can say a few things about Konosuba. So basically, Konosuba, right? It's actually one of the better isekais out there.
Good animation, good comedy, good writing.
I wouldn't say good animation. It has quite decent animation.
Good animation.
Studio
Dean
animating.
Ufotable, Wit Studio, MAPPA. Those are like, I guess, the better animation.
Isn't Konosuba being animated by Studio Dean?
Studio Dean, but
I swear it's their anime. Let me check. Yeah, they are. They are animated by Studio Dean. So, to say it's a good animation, it's stretch.
Anyway, it's good. You guys have to watch it, legit.
Yeah, but Konosuba is good, actually, yeah.
I like the comedy.
Yeah, I don't think Konosuba actually has a manga. I think it's based off a light novel. Or maybe it's just like anime created. You know how Code Geass is also anime created? Like the anime studio created?
It's like an anime original.
Yeah. Basically, anime original from the studio itself. Okay, we need to talk about anime original. Like, do you know some?
Yes. Let's talk about X-Arm.
X-Arm, oh my god, bro. Oh god, it just hurts my eyes just looking at it.
X-Arm is like the worst ever anime created. It's a Crunchyroll original. Okay, just now I said I love Crunchyroll, but what word?
Explain to me.
Okay, so X-Arm is just like this mecha. If I'm not wrong, it's a mecha's like anime. I watched this on Trash Taste. They were talking about this, and they showed a picture. So, you know how sometimes there's like 3D in anime, right?
So basically, the CGI. They basically screwed up the CGI. No, like the transitions, all that. They just screwed it up.
That's not even the bad part. Like using 3D in anime is one thing. Like we can see Inuyashiki. Inuyashiki has okay animation and he uses 3D, but for X-Arm. They fuse the two. They use 3D characters and then they have a 2D character in the same place. That means they're standing side by side.
Like the transitions so are clear. Not right. It will hurt your eyes as you look at it.
And
okay, it's honestly,
some of
like
the animation, you know, the horrible animation.
Okay, so some of like the better 3D ones are like Kengan Ashura. Kengan Ashura really solid, even though there's like 3D like I don't know 3D figures in it, it's actually really solid. Like, the characters are animated in, like, 3D. There's a lot of CGI. It's really good. Like, the animation-wise. It's a fighting anime. And, like, it's really smooth. Yeah, I'd say. It's really tough to nail, like, 3D, especially. Yeah. And, you know, anime fans these days, right? Just because a story is good, and also just because the animation is bad, some of it... Some people would not actually watch it.
Okay.
They would just sleep on it. Like,
I have a question for you guys. Would you rather have a show that has very good animation but it doesn't really follow the manga, or like a show with like meh animation but it is loyal to the manga?
First one.
The first one.
Mm-hmm.
Second. Honestly, watch something that is very loyal to the manga, or maybe right. I would just read a manga, like, honestly. But if it's like
Maybe I just said it because I don't read manga.
Okay, so, it depends. You know, fighting manga, when, like, combat manga, fighting manga, if you read it, it's not as good as, like, the anime counterparts. Just because you can't, if you have, like, super imagination, then maybe it's good for you. But if not, then don't. Like, seriously, don't. Manga is, like, for... Maybe something for romance, you know, something mystery, horror, yeah. And speaking of horror, you guys know about the Ito Junji series, right?
What's that?
Junji Ito, you know his
John. Yeah. I'm gonna put it. Okay, Junji Ito is like horror author for manga. He's like very good. He's like the best. He's like the father of horror manga. That's like the way to describe him.
Okay. So
Yeah, so let's talk about the Junji Ito collection, the anime. Oh, that is like, okay, the Junji Ito collection anime is so shit. Okay, this, I think horror anime is like very hard to animate. This, yeah, like, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Wait, I have a question. You know, like, for those seasonal animes, you know,
yeah,
that they give out seasonal, would you rather have it like, you know, they entertain their viewers with some fillers in between, like, rather than for them to wait in, for them to come out?
As in, like, Naruto.
Yeah.
Like, okay, the thing about that, right, I feel that there's not really much difference.
At least give the viewers some entertainment, you know, while waiting.
No, they're wasting the budget. They're wasting the budget. That's the thing. They're animating something that, you know, it doesn't matter. No one wants to really watch it. Plus,
no,
like,
I mean, there are actually some fillers which are good. Some fillers which are good and worth investing, such as like Gintama fillers. Honestly,
yeah,
Gintama fillers is just the comedy element to it, and it's where most Gintama of the comedy element to it. Like, yeah,
I think basically, a lot of people watch Gintama for the fillers.
Yeah, like, people watch Gintama for the fillers, not exactly for the canonical parts. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Gintama,
that was
very, very funny.
Anyway, what was he?
What were you talking about just now?
Bruh. Okay, so basically, right, yeah, some fillers are, like, good, some fillers are bad. For example, a show like One Piece, where there's, like, around 4% filler, where a filler episode only comes out like maybe like every one arc, then maybe there's like one filler about an alternate universe where things happen differently, or maybe an alternate universe where maybe it's a special, maybe it's a trailer to maybe a One Piece movie, for example. Yeah,
One
that's
Piece
good.
Got how many episodes?
One Piece has last time I checked 984. Tomorrow, it's 985.
Do you guys think One Piece is too long?
I've actually caught up to the manga, all that. Honestly, think, right, that One Piece, right, the author is creative. I'm gonna give him that. Like, even though how many, like, you know, just anime, like, theorist people, right, they will just, like, guess what will happen next. And then those, like, they will never get it right for One Piece. Like, the author himself, right, Eiichiro Oda, always surprises the fandom every time. There's not been one time where we expected what he's trying to do. So because of that, right, his creativity, genius, by the way, the guy's a genius, you know. He, like, sets up stuff, he gives Easter eggs, hints, you know, to what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's that long at all.
Now, the thing about One Piece is that the show in itself, it's not the episodes are...
People say it doesn't end, you know?
Like, yeah, no, but it will end at some point.
It will end in 2 years, right?
It's at Wano Kuni right now. It's going to end in around...
2 years' time.
No. 2-3 years' time for the manga. I'd say it's a rough estimate. Because I think in 2019, Ichiro Oda said that he's 80% completed with the manga, but the anime will take at least like one more year more to just adapt everything. For the people who won't watch One Piece, right, just because it's too long, I can actually relate to them. But it's funny because I can relate to them, but One Piece was actually my first full-fledged anime that I watched.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As an anime fan and a manga fan of One Piece, right, I watched the anime first. Then, catching up, I read the manga. The manga, right, it's only 18 pages or 18 to 17 pages per chapter. And an anime episode adapts one episode. That's all. That's why the pacing of One Piece anime, right, it's so slow that sometimes it just drags off. But it sort of counters by giving very epic music soundtracks. It basically just gives the emotions in. Whereas you, And the fight like, scenes, like, oh. fight scenes definitely not as good as Naruto, but it does make you very emotional. One I Piece.
Mean the Zoro versus Killer, that one was good. That's a very good fight.
Yeah, the so basically, Rocky, even seen, have not actually seen One Piece till Wano. So basically, I showed them.
I watch
a spoiler alert, viewers. So basically, I showed Zoro and Killer on indie anime form. It was sick, very sick. Obviously, the animation was like
10 out of 10.
Yeah, the animation was 10 out of 10. Like Jujutsu Kaisen all combined into one, into like 1 minute of animation. Insane.
Yeah, the budget.
And especially from Wano, the animation, Toei animation, right? Ever since the Dragon Ball Broly movie, if you haven't seen it, then you should see it. The animation is really good. If you think Jujutsu Kaisen is good animation, you're wrong.
It's still good. It's still good animation.
It's still good. But Toei animation, it's really vibrant, very crisp. It's not just the fighting scenes which are like really good.
I think
why it doesn't compare to other like good animation.
No, like the way that Toei animates things, starting from the Dragon Ball Broly movie, like the character designs are very like how do I say vibrant. Yeah, bright. You know, even blood feels very real. The color of it, even the like the how do I say the contrast of it, everything, it feels super real. Okay,
what
so let's just
what you guys think about the One Piece power scaling? Do you think it's equal?
One Piece power scaling, I'd say the One Piece power scaling, right, is actually one of the things that Oda has like really how do I say really succeeded upon, because like there are some anime which the power scaling is just completely bad, like Boruto.
Yeah, agree.
Honestly, like viewer spoiler alert, yeah, whatever. I said that like I think at least 4 times by now. Anyway, so Boruto is just okay, I think John, you should talk about this.
Boruto.
I've talked for some time already.
Yeah, like you see, like the 5 Kage plus Sasuke versus Momoshiki, like they can defeat Momoshiki, but Boruto defeated Momoshiki. Like it doesn't make sense, you know. Like, shouldn't it be like the 2 most powerful shinobi in the entire verse be able to defeat Momoshiki by themselves, like without the help with the other Kages, and you agree?
I mean, the show is called Boruto anyway, so...
Yeah, but, you know, it has to make sense.
It's a bit like,
A lot of plot armor and a lot of,
Yeah,
it's very basically very biased. And a lot of plot armor.
It's like, I can understand, like, what is the character that is, like... Like, Deku versus, what's his name? Overhaul. Like, I can understand why Deku will win that. Because it makes sense. It's not like their power level is like super far apart. But then Boruto and Momoshiki, we're not talking about like prime Boruto, like the one we see now. This is like the cheating Boruto.
Maybe if we see like Boruto with Karma versus Momoshiki, maybe that would make more sense.
But we are seeing a Boruto that barely, it's like the starting.
Just graduated from the academy.
Yeah, this is
Chunin Boruto. These are Boruto. Spoilers, by the way.
This Chunin Boruto versus barely Momoshiki. If you don't know who's Momoshiki is like
one of the god level characters.
One of the strongest characters in the show.
Yeah. Yet, Boruto is a bunch of 30-year-olds can't defeat them. Defeat Momoshiki, but a 12-year-old Genin can defeat a god level character. That doesn't make sense.
Okay, let's talk about other anime power levels instead.
Maybe we should end this soon. You know.
Yeah, we should. We're gonna end this soon. Okay, let's talk about one more thing then.
Let's talk about one more thing. What are we gonna talk about?
I want to. I think I should ask something. Which plot do you think is the best in anime. Like the anime with really good plot.
Plot. I can't
anime
say much.
Slash
I can't
say anime much. Or manga with very good plot.
Okay, this is like based on our opinion and what we have watched. So
yeah,
like,
yeah, based on what
if you don't agree, I understand. Because like some people really like
yeah, some people have their own opinions. They can
some people really like JoJo, so they will obviously pick JoJo because they are in love with it. But you know,
I'm a JoJo fan, but I don't say that JoJo as a whole is not the best. Okay, so
yeah, okay, so
yeah.
Let's take turns. Let's start with John.
Sure, let's just talk about the plots, you know. Let's start with
I can't say much on this. No,
it's just your opinion. It's just your opinion. It doesn't matter whether you have watched a lot. Best plot you have watched.
I watched less than 10 anyways, man.
If I say
it's Naruto, I'm gonna be biased.
That's fine, because it's your opinion.
Then I will say Naruto then.
Okay.
Because it's the first anime I watch.
Okay,
and
I
that was last year. I started Naruto last year. I started anime last year. Because it like, you know, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. That's all I gotta say.
Okay, Rocky, you go.
You go first.
Okay, sure. So in terms of plot, right? There are some that people sleep on, so like Monster. I'm pretty sure none of your viewers have heard about Monster. The anime adaptation is very like old fashioned. Basically it was made in 2004. Obviously the animation will be bad. So just read the manga for it. It's really dark. It's really it's basically it's short and sweet. It doesn't drag on like some manga that I know.
Yeah.
And then also plot, right? It also depends on complexity of plots. Like some shows, right? They try to make the plot really complex, but then they just like screw themselves up.
Okay, I think about Monster is that, like, if you're into like fight scenes, like Naruto, like One Piece,
or like basically Dragon Ball, you know,
yeah,
all that. Yeah.
I don't think you like Monster.
Yeah,
Monster
you won't like Monster. Monster is like mystery.
Mystery,
it's
thriller,
about
horror, gore. I mean, not gore. Just like it's more a psychological based anime. It's slower.
Psychological mystery.
Yeah.
So yeah, some parts actually make you feel like really like how do I say
We dive into this.
Like surprise. Like some parts will make you shocked. So
yeah,
we
dive into this. The ideology of the antagonist, which is Johann Libert.
His ideology, right? It's just he's not wrong,
yeah,
but
he's not right.
Definitely not wrong at all. And
but he's not right at the same time.
Okay, so basically, viewers, spoilers again. So basically, it's him trying to get rid of everyone that he knows. So he just becomes a fictional person. So he's a mass murderer that a lot, but he's a genius.
He's a psychopath, he's a sociopath. If you're into like those serial killer stories, you know, usually you see on those channels on the TV, like those talk about serial killers and shit. Yeah, you will definitely like Monster. Monster is definitely an anime you should watch if you're into that kind of thing.
Honestly, I wouldn't recommend watching Monster because Rocky tried watching Monster.
And
the animation, yeah. He just couldn't take it. It was made in 2004. And yeah, you'd expect, you know, what came out 2004.
But the thing is, I might be wrong. It might be like, it's slow, it's very slow at the start, but some people say it picks up speed and it'll get better over time. So I'm not sure.
Okay, but it's faithful, but the pacing a bit off, yeah. So basically, I've read the manga, and the manga's pacing is just spot on. It's perfect. Sure, it's seinen. Seinen, by the way, seinen for viewers who don't know, seinen is sort of an older version of shonen. It's a demographic. It's a manga demographic
for
based
older,
on adults.
Older audience.
Yeah.
Older audience.
An older audience, yeah. Like older teenagers in around... Yeah, maybe 16, 17, 18, you know. And until adulthood.
For me, the best plot is
Is what? Sorry?
Berserk. Berserk. You know Berserk? Berserk? I was talking about this just now. Berserk. Berserk, the manga, is very good. It's gory. It's amazing. We get the main character is Guts, you know? And he has very good characterization. The first thing we see in the manga, it's him killing a bunch of people. And then we get to see him progress as a character. And it's very beautiful. It's a very beautiful story, it's very gory. A lot of seinen manga is also a seinen manga. A lot of seinen manga is very gory, very dark. So if you are into that, you would definitely like Berserk, but most people like Berserk anyways.
Sorry, I want to add some stuff, yeah. Not just Monster, I guess One Piece also. I might be biased to One Piece, but I'll give my honest opinion. Like, One Piece, right, there are basically a lot of mysteries in One Piece. You know, Shonen must have, a mystery element to it, like how in Naruto, we didn't know who Tobi was. Yeah, there's a mystery element to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but One Piece has so many mysteries, and the One Piece world itself is very corrupt. There's slavery, there's war happening, there's basically quite controversial stuff happening, and for a shonen manga, right, that is really surprising because they cover up something that seinen manga usually cover, and also another one that I really like the plot. JoJo Steel Ball Run. I'm a JoJo fan, and I said before that it's not my favorite. But
JoJo is coming up with a new season, right?
Part 6, Stone Ocean. December, Netflix. Yeah, it's basically Netflix.
Oh, I think. John will definitely like JoJo.
Yeah,
John.
Maybe if I have time in the future, I will watch more animes.
Right? I think after.
After my exams,
I didn't watch.
Oh, yeah.
I think you will like it. I think you will definitely like it. Yeah, there's a lot of fights. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to continue with what I said about part 7. Steel Ball Run. Okay, Steel Ball Run. As you know, Steel Ball Run is like the second best manga in my anime list. And I was quite doubting it for a while because I didn't really like part 6. Because I felt that some parts were too stretched, some fights were too stretched, and then so when I read part 7, I was just I was amazed. And by the way, those of you who heard about Rocky's opinion about Berserk, basically Berserk is the first, second going Steel Ball Run, third going One Piece, in according to my anime list. Fourth is Vagabond, fifth is
Monster.
Yeah, fifth is Monster. Sixth is a Full Metal Alchemist. There's also the anime about it, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. It also has seriously good plot. Only 64 episodes. It's also on Netflix. Really good. A really good story. Anyway, for viewers who want to watch Full Metal Alchemist, don't watch the original Full Metal Alchemist. It's good, but it's really not loyal to the manga because it was made before. No, because the anime ended before the manga ended. So the ending is just really confusing, and even some parts really feel like filler. So just watch Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Yeah, just wrap it. I'd give it around a 9 out of 10 for sure, or 10 out of 10, depends if you feel really emotionally connected to the show.
Okay.
Rocky, going on to you. Yeah.
So just now I said Berserk, but I also really like Tokyo Revengers, despite the meh fandom.
How's the Tokyo Revengers story? Is it good?
Okay, it's very good. We the main character, the whole plot of it, of Tokyo Revengers, is just this guy his name is Takamichi Hanagaki. And the whole point of the story is just him going back in time to save his girlfriend from getting killed by a gangster. That's the whole point. But then everything that's going on just to save his girlfriend, right, is just so amazing. I'm not going to spoil anything, but if anyone is listening to this, definitely read Tokyo Revengers, because Tokyo Revengers is a masterpiece. I have no complaints of Tokyo Revengers. It's very good. And I also really like Classroom of the Elite.
Yeah, Classroom of the Elite really makes you think at sometimes.
Yeah,
it keeps you on your feet. But yeah, I think we also have to talk how the time travel mechanic in some mangas, right? Like, you know how in Steins Gate or maybe in Tokyo Revengers, like how Rocky said previously. Yeah. I swear, mangas with a time travel mechanic to it, it's really hard to write.
It's hard to write because it just doesn't make sense in real life.
No, like it does make sense, but the way they explain it sometimes, like, it doesn't really make sense, and also feels really like it doesn't feel realistic compared to what you'd expect time travel to be. Sometimes it's about timelines. For example, in Steins Gate, they talk about different world lines where they go to different worlds.
Hold on. Guys, this part is a bit boring, but we are going to end soon. So
this part is actually quite factual for all the nerds out there, you know? Okay, so basically, time travel mechanic in Steins Gate. Spoiler warning. Yeah, the last spoiler warning. Okay. Basically, there's time travel mechanic in Steins Gate where you use a D-mail. There's like such a thing called a D-mail, you know, where you text. Yes.
Let's just end it now.
Let's just end it.
Yeah. This is our first episode, lah.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed the first episode.
Don't worry, we won't only talk about animes, we will talk about other topics in the future. Our friend Crispy will be back, hopefully.
Our friend will be back, hopefully.
And maybe in the future, we will have some special guests, you know, more friends to join.
We hope that we have special guests to join. Not just friends, but also actual guests.
We also hope that our production level will also be better.
Yeah, like our entertainment value, which I think we are struggling right now.
Yeah.
Don't mind us, we're just teenagers.
This
episode.
We're just a few random teenagers, you know.
I think it's more serious than what's to come, because we will be more joking.
Mm-hmm. We'll like joke a lot more. Because honestly, a podcast, right? When people listen to it, they want to feel
They want to feel our enjoyment, part of the conversation.
Maybe they want to laugh.
If you just want to listen to anime, then this episode is like good for you, because
if you're an anime fan, you want to get more into anime. But we'll not only talk about more anime, as what John said.
And everything stated in this podcast is in our own opinion, so don't get offended.
Some of it is actually quite factual about how...
Some are factual, some is our own opinion, don't get, you know, offended or anything.
We even did it.
We
might even talk about video games sometimes.
Just stay tuned in the future.
Yeah, stay tuned in the future. We will talk more about other topics.
Schedule right now, so maybe like once a week or, you know, once every two weeks we will make a podcast. So
but we cannot guarantee it, you know, we are quite busy now.
Unfortunately, we are actually quite busy till maybe the end of November, I'd say.
Yeah, till the end of November. So we will try our best. But
okay, I think that's it. Sami, say final words.
Oh, you say my real name.
Okay, cut that part. Sam, okay, final word, Sam.
Okay, anyway,
okay, guys, thank you for enjoying. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We will end it now. I'm pretty sure you're fed up with us.
Bye-bye.
I don't know if people will listen to this for this long.
Okay, anyway, this is... This is the first episode of the Cancel Podcast. This is your host, Sam.
This is your boy, Rocky.
And John.
He's just John. Yeah. John. Anyway, we are using code names just to make it sound cooler.
Stay tuned for the next few episodes. Our friend will be back. We hope you enjoy the next few episodes. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.